This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. As part of our country music series, we're going to feature a 2008 interview with perhaps the greatest living jazz bassist of our time, Charlie Hayden. He's famous, among other things, for his role in helping start a jazz revolution in the late 1950s with the Ornette Coleman Quartet. So what's he doing on Country Music Week? Well, he grew up in a country music family, singing on their radio show. In 2008, he released an album called Ramblin' Boy that returned to his country music roots and to the tradition of singing with family. It featured his three daughters, their triplets, his son, his wife, as well as friends. Charlie Hayden was born in Shenandoah, Iowa in 1937, and 2 years later started singing with his family on their country music radio show. His CD, Ramblin' Boy, features a recording of him singing on the show at the age of two. Here's Charlie Hayden's father introducing Little Cowboy Charlie.
Honey, say good morning to all the little boys and girls. Say hello, all you little boys and girls. Say, I'm just fine. Just fine, and say, I've got a brand new song to sing for you this morning. This morning. There you are. All right. Little Charlie has had so many, many requests to sing that dandy little song, Row Us Over the Tide, and then Mama's going to take him out and get his big bottle of soda pop. So you sing real loud and nice here, and a nice yodel. All right.
Charlie Hayden, welcome to Fresh Air. Charlie, that is just about the most adorable thing I've ever heard, especially the yodel. Charlie, would you share one of your favorite memories of your family's country radio show from when you were, you know, a child?
Every day was like a great experience for me. I just loved it. When we were in Shenandoah, we were there until I was four, and then we moved to Springfield, Missouri. My dad got a farm near my grandmother's, near his mother's place, and we did our radio show from the farmhouse. And my brothers and sisters would go out and do the chores, milk the cows, and come in, have breakfast, and my dad would crank the phone on the wall to let the engineer in Springfield know that we were ready to go on the air. And we'd do the show, and every day was like a wonder to me. You know, I just loved it. And then we moved to Springfield, and we did all the shows from KWTO Studios, which was, I loved that so much. I couldn't wait to get there. The double glass windows and the acoustic tile and the air conditioning and all the entertainers and, you know, that I met. And, you know, then the people from Nashville started coming into Springfield to do this network radio show similar to the Grand Ole Opry called Corns a Crackin'. And then, you know, Mother Maybell and the Carter sisters were coming into Springfield and coming over and visiting my mother. And I got, you know, I was a little kid and Mother Maybell was singing all these great songs in our living room. And I was just thrilled.
You grew up, you know, singing in a family act. And I'm sure, like, your parents told you what to sing on stage. Now, managing, you know, like putting this record together that features your whole family, your four children, your wife Ruth, what were some of the differences between being, you know, like the kid in the band, the kid in the family band, and now being like the father in the family band?
As I was growing up, I became more and more a part of the family. Preparations for the radio shows. We did two radio shows every day. And then later on, at the end of before my dad got out of the business, we had a television show in Omaha, Nebraska. That's when TV came in. And so I became more and more a part of that as far as the production of the show and choosing the material and what songs we were going to do and what songs we wanted to learn. You know, my brothers and sisters, especially Jimmy, my brother, who was 5 years older than I, he was a big part of, you know, the repertoire and what we were going to do. And I was very influenced by him and his love of jazz. And that's when I started listening to jazz, when I was just a little kid. With my family, it was like I wanted to make sure that they were all happy and that they really wanted to do this, and they all did want to do it. And, of course, I hadn't done any country music since I was 15, and I was, you know, a little bit apprehensive and a little bit nervous about whether I could really pull this off. You know, I'm a jazz musician for 50 years, so the first rehearsal we had over at the house with Ruth and the kids, and I was, you know, blown over about how great they were. I mean, they all sang with such great intonation. I played all these Stanley Brothers songs for them and the Carter Family songs and Jimmy Martin, and they just, you know, took to it as if they'd been doing it every day, you know, the girls and Josh.
My guest is jazz bass player and composer Charlie Hayden. Here's a track featuring his triplet daughters, Tanya, Rachel, and Petra, who have each had careers in indie rock. They'll be with us in a minute. Single Girl, Married Girl, from the new Charlie Hayden Family and Friends CD, Rambling Boy. And my guests are the three singers who we just heard, triplets Petra, Rachel, and Tanya Hayden. Welcome, all of you, to Fresh Air. Your father, Charlie Hayden, is in the studio with us as well. What beautiful voices you have, and what great harmonies. Did you grow up singing harmonies like that with each other?
Yes, we did.
And what about the song we just heard? How did you start singing it? It sounds like you've been singing it a long time.
I played a Carter Family record for them one day, and they just loved it, you know. And then I left the room. They took it from there.
You know, it's amazing that you all have such great voices. And, of course, you grew up in such a musical family. What were you exposed to musically of your father's music, either, you know, his performances on record, concert, or just him playing, or practicing around the house?
I remember listening to whatever our dad was listening to. There was always something playing musically, and a lot of jazz, of course,
classical music and jazz. And
but I remember always sitting in our dad's lap, and he would have big, huge headphones on, and I remember, like, tapping him and trying to talk to him, and he'd say, "Just a minute." Because he's listening to something. I'm like, "Oh, boy." But, but yeah, well, there was always music playing.
Now, would you mind if I asked you three to just sing something a cappella briefly, just to show us where your harmonies fit with each other? Just a few bars, just like maybe you could kind of chime in one at a time just to hear where all three voices, how all three voices connect.
Well, you sing
it's
Voice from On High. And,
I hear
and,
a voice. Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay, you start it, Petra.
I hear a voice calling. It must be our Lord. It's coming from heaven on high. I hear a voice calling. I've gained the reward in the land where we never shall die.
Oh, that's so great. Do you trade off who sings high and who sings low and who sings in the middle? Do you have similar ranges in your voices?
We trade a lot. Rachel likes to sing the pretty melody part, so a lot of times I get scooted to the bottom without really knowing it.
What was your reaction when your father proposed this CD to you of a family album of country songs?
Finally.
Yeah, we said, about time, let's do it.
Charlie, the last track on your CD is you singing. And people who have followed your career know that although you sang as a boy with your family on their country music radio show, polio affected your voice and your vocal cords and stopped you from singing. But a few years ago, you recorded a track again, Wayfair and Stranger, and you sing again on the final track on this CD. And the song is Shenandoah, which is also the name of the place where you were born. This kind of tears me up every time I hear it. Tell me why you chose this song as the one that you would sing on the CD and what the song means to you.
It means a tribute to my parents who were traveling around the United States before I was born, auditioning on all the big radio stations with my brothers and sister. And they were on their way to Des Moines, Iowa to do an audition. And there was a blizzard, and they stopped in Shenandoah at a motel. And while we were there, my dad went over to the radio station in Shenandoah and auditioned and got the job. And they stayed in Shenandoah for 4 years, and that's where I was born. And that's where I started singing with them. And the two rare times I've sung since, you know, I've been in contemporary music is The Wayfair and Stranger, which was with Quartet West and Shirley Horn and strings, and then this time, and they were both a tribute to my parents. I don't sing these songs as a singer. I sing it in tribute and thanking my mom and dad for making this music and creating this music and my being a part of it and it being inside my soul. And I want to thank them, you know, whenever I can thank them. And this is the way that I can thank them because I know they hear this. They hear this, so
you know, that's why. I always say that you're the most melodic and emotional bass player I've ever heard. And I think that must have something to do with the fact that you grew up with this, that you grew up with melody and harmony and songs about life and death and love and loss. I mean, that's just, it's so deep inside of you.
Yes, the music, you know, both of the indigenous art forms and music that come to the United States, you know, hillbilly music and folk music came over from England and Scotland and Ireland into the Appalachian Mountains and the Ozark Mountains where I was raised. And then my attraction to jazz was, of course, the struggle of the African slave and the Underground Railroad, the music that evolved from that struggle. And it seems like, you know, beautiful music, if it's from the United States or wherever it is, it can be from Bulgaria, it can be from Spain, it comes from a struggle, you know, of a people either in poverty or trying to a struggle for freedom, and so this music is very, very melodic. It's filled with wonderful chords and voicings and harmonies, and I grew up with these harmonies, and I'm so lucky because this was my early musical education, and I feel very fortunate.
Just one more thing about your singing. I know there's a long period when you physically couldn't sing because of the polio that you got when you were young. When you sing now, what does it feel like physically to sing?
It's very difficult for me because intonation is one of the priorities in my life, is to play the music in tune, and I don't use my voice every day the way a lot of singers do, you know, who are professional singers. When I did The Wayfaring Stranger, I hadn't sung in 40 years or whatever, you know, since I was 15. And and I didn't practice, you know. And so I got in the studio and just sang. And it was, I think I did one take or maybe two. And on Shenandoah, I was kind of nervous because I wanted to be in tune, and then I started thinking, you know, I'm doing this for Mom and Dad. I'm not doing this, you know, to be a great singer. I just want to do this, and so I just relaxed and did it. But
well, I find it incredibly moving, and I'm so glad that you sang it. So let's hear Charlie Hayden singing Shenandoah from his new CD, Charlie Hayden, Family and Friends. And Charlie, it's just been great to have you back on the show and to talk with your family. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Terry, so much for inviting us.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away.
Charlie Hayden from his 2008 album Rambling Boy, which returned to his country music roots. Our interview was recorded in 2008. Hayden has a new CD of duets with pianist Keith Jarrett called Jasmine.